Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going back to the front lines of history in the making. And historically on this program, for the first time, we gave away a Devil Radio t-shirt in the first hour. And we're going to do that on each show from now on, and it's going to be at different times. So stay tuned for the chance to win Devil Radio t-shirt. I mentioned before that Joe Biden gave a very important foreign policy speech yesterday. He gave it at the State Department, to shore up morale and to show his backing for our foreign policy officers, our diplomats, and our people in the field around the world. You remember what Donald Trump did going after Maria Ivanovich, ambassador to Ukraine, Fiona Hill, some great, great Colonel Vindman. Colonel Vindman, patriot. They block his promotion in the Army, and then they block his brother's promotion in the Army, and his brother had nothing to do with it. It was disgusting what Trump did. Disgusting. Well, right now we have a president like we have had historically that stands tall for America and stands tall for our diplomatic establishment. And among many things that Biden said, including that he was going to stop arming Saudi Arabia for their bombing of Yemen, stop the war in Yemen. He also said that he is going to stop the order to withdraw troops from Germany. Angela Merkel and the Germans do not want our troops withdrawn from Germany. They're a counterforce to the commie Ruskies who continuously pressure Eastern Europe, not too far east of Berlin. They pressure Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, and Poland. They pressure Hungary. They pressure everybody. And the fact is that we freed Eastern Europe after the fall of the Berlin Wall. And the Republicans are losing Eastern Europe to the commie Ruskies again. There was a time when the Republican Party was anti-commie, anti-commie Rusky. They aren't anymore. They are not anymore. They're a corrupt party that basically does what their donors want them to do. They don't care about patriotism. They do not care about our foreign policy. And they've thrown in their lot with the commie Ruskies. And the commie Ruskies, as a result, have pushed farther into Ukraine. Ukraine used to be part of Poland. Lithuania used to be part of Poland. Poland was the biggest territorial country in Europe. 1790s, Prussia, Russia, Austria went and divided up, and Poland disappeared as a country from about 1795 to 1918. Didn't exist. And then finally what happened was they got back into business of being a country in 1918. And of course, the Nazis grabbed them not too many years later, 20 years later. And then after the Nazis, commie Ruskies got them, and they didn't become free again until 1989. It's about 200 years from Trump was going to give all that up. Well, Biden's not going to give all that up. He's keeping troops in Germany. And he said something else very important. He said, we are going to build our alliances once again. We are a partner of our allies. And he meant NATO in that particular speech, but he also means Japan, South Korea. He also means protecting Asia, including Vietnam, the Philippines, from incursions by the Chaicoms, the Communist Chinese. We finally have a strong president back in there. And it is great news that our troops will stay in Germany. And he's going to reevaluate troop presence around the world. We're not in business of keeping troops there just for the heck of it. But the commie Ruskies, when it looked like Gorbachev and especially Yeltsin had turned things around, Putin got in about 20 years ago, and they're back to their same old tricks. Murder and fraud, destruction of democracy. And we have a president who will stand up to that. Back on the home front, you know, I mentioned Foxconn earlier in this program. finally, somebody's doing something. Finally, after several years, the issue I raised in the gubernatorial campaign, everybody yawned. Foxconn, Mount Pleasant, and Racine bonded almost $1 billion to what? Prepare a site for a private Chinese company so they could make money. So then we could give them $4.5 billion or something in credits. And credits, you know, that's very, oh, credits. They're just getting a tax credit. It's cash. It's cash because under the manufacturing exemption, they don't have to pay taxes. So therefore they get it in cash. It was a snooker. It was a snooker. Some people say Walker was too dumb to have done it on purpose. So he did it because he's dumb. Some people said he knew what he was doing. He did it on purpose. I think both occurred. He's not a businessman. He's not a businessman. He's worked in, he worked for the American Red Cross. And he went right into politics. He doesn't know anything about business. So he wrote up, he thought it was very, very exciting to write it on a napkin. So he wrote something like $1 billion on the napkin and they come back with $3 or $4 billion. And he quivers with excitement and says, fine, these are the Republicans. I mean, you know, look, these are the Republicans. I'm tired of hearing people say they want fiscal responsibility. If you do, do not vote for any Republican. They cannot be trusted with taxpayer money. They don't know what they're doing. And the ones that do, do it to benefit their donors. Anyway, a company called Hintz Real Estate Development has brought suit against Foxconn on behalf of Mount Pleasant and Racine for breach of their contract to build a high-tech factory. High-tech factory. That's something the state should have done a long time ago. Walker wasn't going to do it because he's the guy that got us into it. And I have advocated for a long time that Evers and Josh Call should do it. Now, Hintz Real Estate Development is doing it. How can they do it? How can they bring it on behalf of Mount Pleasant and Racine? Because Mount Pleasant and Racine have taken a dive. Mount Pleasant's Republican. And they go, well, we think Foxconn is fine. And Racine says the same thing. You know how they did it? It's a derivative action. There is a rule in the law that if a public municipality like Mount Pleasant or Racine fails to do something that is required in the interests of the taxpayers and the interests of their citizens, somebody else can go in and bring it in their name. And it's a complicated procedure. I'm not going to get into it on this show in detail. I'm not going to get into it. But just so you know, a private company has now done that. And it is about time. Now, we have a Republican Supreme Court. One of the things that Walker took a dive on was that basically Foxconn-related suits go right to the Supreme Court. They may allege that that's still in effect. We'll see. But whatever it is, we have a Supreme Court that is, on the surface, 4 Republicans and 3 Democrats. But we saw during the last election that one of the Republicans, Brian Hagedorn, stood tall. A lot of respect for him. He stood tall. And on several election-related suits, throwing people off the ballot, who didn't comply with their law, with our law, like the Green Party and Kanye West, keeping some voters on the ballot, a couple hundred thousand of them, from being thrown off precipitously before the election, and then the certification of the election afterwards. He stood tall, and I think he's this person who he certainly has the legal ability, and I think he also has the character to take a look at it dispassionately and look at the Constitution. I don't know how he's going to rule. I'm not suggesting anything on how he's going to rule, but I think that we have the possibility of some relief in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So stand by. I'd like to see the state. Look, these guys in Foxconn, $4.5 billion, go down there, Mount Pleasant, Racine. You know, they built roads. They threw people out of their homes. They threw them out of their homes. The eminent domain. Eminent domain is an exception to the government being able just to grab your property. Government can't grab your property under due process. It has to be for public purpose. It has to be like for a highway that we're all going to benefit from. They went and grabbed people's homes for a Chinese company to make a profit and hire people, which they never did, so that then they would get more money from taxpayers. That's what the Republicans did. And a lot of these people, I met some of these phone owners, they said, we don't want to move. We like it down here. We like it down here just fine. Our kids like the school system. too bad, so sad. Out they go. They lost their homes. And they were bought up by Mount Pleasant and Racine as a gift to Foxconn. And now what's happening? Somebody finally realized, they said, well, Foxconn said they were going to build a large screen TV screens. They haven't done that. Then they said coffee pots, they were going to do that. Then they said they were going to provide advice to people. They gave advice to the Republicans, all right. They advised them to give them more money is what they did. I mean, I'm tired of this. Is anybody else tired of this? I mean, are you tired of this? Anyway, the state should have sued them for breach of contract a long time ago. You said you were going to build a large screen TV place. You didn't do it. Okay, out. Get out of here. We don't want you. Or if you want to stay, fine, but you do it on your own nickel and you repay Racine. Racine and Mount Pleasant cannot afford $1 billion. Their tax base can't afford $1 billion. Their taxpayers can't afford $1 billion. And the default is the state is going to have to pick it up. Why should the state pick it up? Because they have a right-wing board in Mount Pleasant and they have people in Racine who fall for this. And because Scott Walker is who they all voted for. But somebody's got to wake up or you're going to get fleeced. You're going to stand there with no clothes on in a barrel and they're going to make you pay for the barrel. That's what's happening. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.